Welcome to episode 2 of the Bogey Boys podcast.
Is it episode 2 though?
I know, yeah. I'm not going to this again.
Nah, I was totally wrong for actually rambling on a load of shite last week about episode 1-ish. Because it was definitely episode 1.
It was.
It couldn't have been any worse. It's the first episode you're doing.
This is number 2.
Yeah.
And then it'll be 3 next week.
That's not how it works, is it?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Wow. That's good. Anyway, I haven't seen you for a whole week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're looking a little bit different this week, aren't you?
No beard yet. Whipped it off.
No beard. So why is that?
Shane Lowry show.
Because I said you look like Shane Lowry.
Yeah, right off.
My God. You shaved it off. You look like Laura Davis now.
I'll take that.
Is that the women's British Open this week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Are they true?
Yeah. Are they German? Ran away with it, didn't
you? Yeah. We'll have to do a little segment on women's golf and future episodes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely we will. Not today, though.
But yeah, no, not today.
How did you play this week?
I didn't.
Oh, okay. So talk about my golf.
Fuck me back. Yeah. But on the other hand, I did get a chance to watch some golf.
Oh, that is an improvement.
Which is an improvement on last week.
Definitely, so, yeah.
Got a bit of a
good lad.
Little bit more prepared this week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I played.
I heard.
Yeah. I literally had the worst score of the season there on Sunday.
What did it? What? How many points did you have?
22.
Wow.
I know, it's a bad one. Eight points back now.
22 off 5.
So 8 points back now.
14 over.
Do you know what's funny about the 8 points back now, right? Is there's a lad in the group that we play with who plays off, I think it's 31 or 28, one of them. And he made a 2 on the last, right? But got 2 shots and he got 6 points just on the
6
one.
6 points?
On the one
hole. Oh my
he
God,
got a,
you
he got
eight.
A 2 for none and I got 8 for the old back
now. Oh my God.
Honestly, so, yeah.
But for that 22 abysmal points that you got, you did win something, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I won the inaugural Golden Turd, which is awarded to last place every week.
We'll
so
have to put a picture of that up.
Wasn't the only award,
perfect.
Though. Wasn't the only award.
What else did you win?
I won there as the pin, didn't I?
Oh, right.
Another one of my trusty 9-9s.
Nice, nice.
Yeah,
not a shank then this time?
Not a shank, no.
Did you make a 2?
I didn't, know.
Oh my God.
No, I made a 3.
Yeah, strong point, isn't it?
Listen, Kev, not on went well last week. Not on went well. It was one of those ones to forget. But yeah, so not much stuff up with that golf then.
Nope, nothing.
I don't think
nothing.
I hit a fairway. Definitely didn't hit a green in regulation. 14 points front 9. Which wasn't too bad, really.
Not horrendous.
Not too bad, is it?
You're not expecting that to lead into an 8-point back.
Definitely not. It just was like from bad to worse. It was just sick. We carry on. We try and get better.
But anyway, we're here again anyway.
We are.
Episode 2 because got a good bit of feedback.
We did, yeah. Thanks to everyone who had a listen. We appreciate
lovely,
the support,
lovely.
Yeah.
Don't know if it's because it's the first one and we were bullying people to listen.
listen to the podcast.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think their numbers could drop.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, depends.
But obviously, my biggest fan was my mother.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, Kevin, yeah, that's all well and good, but who the hell wants to listen to you?
<Did she? laughs>
Well, there you go, mother. Cheers.
Bit of motherly support.
Yeah,
there.
Nothing like it.
It's right. Love it.
Nothing like it.
Love it. Right, but, so. Order of merit points. How did they go last week then?
I had a stormer compared to you.
I had a smelly one, yeah.
Yeah, so I picked Norrin for the simple fact that he was 150-1.
You did, and I did that fair for you.
You come top 8.
That's a top 10, isn't it? So what do you think of 15 points?
Top 15, yeah.
No,
there
10
go.
Points. 10 points for top 10.
No, 10 points, yeah, even better. So then I had Matsuyama. He came tied 29th, I think.
He was alright last week. Yeah, he was out on call. He had a couple of them.
And then I had Tommy. Disappointing.
Yeah.
So 44th.
What a first round he had, though.
I know, he just hasn't got the 4 rounds, has he?
But that
still.
First round, being late under, and then finishes bogey double.
Oh, I don't know.
Absolutely.
And honestly, that was as soon as I turned the telly on. Honestly, that was my first bit of golf in months, because we've been moving house.
Yeah.
Sat down in front of my telly, and he just chopped it down the par 3, and then next minute knocked one on OB on the last lost
yeah.
ball.
Honestly, God.
Oh.
He had an absolute mare, didn't he?
But
so that what's that give you then? So you got 10 points for Norrin and 2 cuts, isn't it? So that's another 10.
Yeah.
20 points. How
nice.
Much you 25 last week, so 45 points.
45.
You don't know about mine?
Go on.
Right. Jason Day, who last week I quoted as the most informed player at the moment on the PGA
Tour. I did, and I pulled you up.
Yeah.
What's he won?
He shot 70-75 to miss the cut by only 6 shots.
Oh, is that
just
all?
Just a little 6, yeah.
On the buffer then.
On the buffer. -5 for me there. Nice. Tony Finau. Backed him a couple of weeks ago.
Big Tony Finau, been playing well.
Yeah.
Been doing well. I really feel a good week from Tony, is what I heard last week.
Hasn't won for 4 years. Yeah. Missed the cut.
Yeah.
Another -5.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Tony. So that's -10. And Matthew Wolff, who, going into round 3, was 10 under.
No way.
And he had an absolute nail on Saturday.
So your best tied 44th was my worst tied 44th.
That's right, yeah.
So, was just something I'm pointing out.
So I got -5 for the week. You got 20 for the week, which gives you a total of 45 points and me a total of 5 points.
Lovely.
So that was a 40-point lead.
Brilliant.
But now the trial run's over.
Trial run?
Well, yeah, because we were just testing it.
Go on then, so what happens now?
So people are getting involved on the socials, aren't they, and giving us their predictions, so then we do it together.
Mate, if you join the Fantasy League after the season starts, you'll be out. End of story. I'm not giving away my points to the fans.
You're taking a 40-point lead, yeah?
Well, yeah.
I'll catch you.
Well, the tournament hasn't started yet, and there's a few more people to think you'll text in, so we'll put a league table up, and we'll start fresh.
We'll start afresh.
But I'll always know that I have got 40 points on you. If it's needed, I'm always going. It's like the old get out of jail free card in Monopoly. I'll always know.
No, but like we said in the last podcast, anybody wants to get involved, it's just a bit of fun.
I've had a few, I've been messaging people saying get involved and do this and make it a bit of fun. Yeah. We're going to give a prize away. Yeah. But then a few strangers have messaged the Instagram as well.
Yeah. Which is what we want, do you know what I mean? It's not all about people that we know.
I thought you were going to say, which is Bogey Boys 2020.
But yeah, that's what we want though, isn't it?
Yeah,
we want people to get involved.
I've thought of the prize, but I think we should give away a round at SNA and a round of Formula as the prizes.
Playing against us.
Well, me, you, and whoever comes third and fourth, because obviously I'm going to win.
And I come second? Thank God. Yeah. First bit of pleasure. Nice one. But yeah, no, that's fine, yeah. We can get a game local up here, yeah, definitely. So order the merit winners, you're here to your first, live on the podcast.
Yeah, winging it again.
A round of golf at SNA and a round of golf at Formula to the top 2.
On us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this week we've got the Northern Trust to review.
Yeah, we have.
And wow.
I know.
Don't know if you were showing off because I was watching.
I know.
Or if the main man was showing off.
The main ball.
Oh, the ball.
Yeah.
Come on.
Did he smile once?
Yeah, oh my God. He's nearly
shot, probably could have shot 55, never mind 60. He's just won by 11 shots.
I had him on 49 watch at one point. when he was 11 under through 11.
How do you do that?
11 under 2. Oh, mate, it was unreal. But it was all different, wasn't it? He was stiffening it. He was draining monsters.
Yeah.
He was getting up and down. It was everything.
It was boss to watch. It was boss to watch his game. Boss to watch
it was like a chef, what's his name? Scotty Scheffler shoots 59 and DJ, like, hold my beer.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Is that all you've got?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. But, so yeah, what's he done? 67, 60, 64 and 63.
Joke.
That's just ridiculous scoring, isn't it?
But it was always off to a fast start as well. Like, he was 800 in the last round. Or he got to 6 quite quick, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then he just didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know how he was on that 60. Like, he missed a few putts. That one on 17, that nearly went in.
Yeah.
18, he only had 8.
On 17 looked like it was missing miles, and it just seemed to come back, and you're thinking,
This is it. And then he had 84 yards into the last and didn't make it up to 10.
Why is he getting driver off last time?
Oh.
He even said when he finished, it's a 3-wood 6-iron for me.
Forcing, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's forcing the 59.
He's thinking, I'm feeling well here.
Well, do you know what I mean?
I'm 58, probably.
He probably seen me put him on 49 once, didn't he? Really?
Early on in the day, yeah.
Now, what's the lower? If he had 18 birdie, what would that mean? 53?
was that 71 takeaway? It is 18.
My strong suit anyway.
Yeah.
53,
yeah. 53. 18,
like, he was
18.
Legit on 53 watch.
He like, was on 53 watch, yeah. But I can't help feel that he's going to be walking away a little bit disappointed. He looked disappointed for the whole 4 days.
He won't show any emotion about it anyway. Do you know what I mean? But that's just DJ, man. That's him, yeah. In a nutshell.
It is, yeah. You can't knock him for it. At least he doesn't come out as a character.
Exactly, yeah. Like, yeah. I can imagine, like, when he proposed to his wife, like, Don't know where I've just pulled that DJ action from.
Thought that was on a podcast with DJ there.
Yeah, I felt really good this week, you know.
I don't know.
Oh my god, milk.
But yeah, he had those three potential records he had there.
Yeah.
He had two players shooting 59. So like you mentioned there, Scottie Scheffler shot a 59, which was unbelievable, by the way. You also had...
Is he related to the other Scheffler? Xander Scheffler?
Xander Schauffler?
Schauffler.
Totally different people, like.
Tomato, tomato, I don't know.
No.
Oh, yeah, different people.
It's like saying families. That me and you related because your name was kind of my name.
A lot of people did say that you look like you're doing a podcast with yourself.
I was trying to shave the beard. I've never been so insulted.
That's
like
a compliment to you.
Joking, aren't you? Spell different. Don't know what else I can tell you.
I'll have to look harder next time.
So we've got, yeah, he's got three records, hasn't he? Ernie Els held the 72, or holds the 72 hole tournament for the lowest score back in 2013 in the Savings Championship.
Which was what?
31 under par.
Oh my god. So he could have butchered that. I know. Not even just on that 60.
This is it. So that's why I'm thinking he's got to be a little bit disappointed, hasn't he?
Oh my word.
I know. Then you've got the two 59s, him and Scottie Scheffler, and then he was on for a 57, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So 58 is the record, Jim Fiora.
Yeah.
So there's
it's unbelievable. He shot 30 under, but still.
Don't get me wrong, you shoot 30 under in such a big tournament. The top 125 players to date playing in that tournament. So you're playing the best people in the best form. He shot 30 under par, he's won by 11. But in the back of your mind, you're thinking, oh, I could have done a bit more there, do you know what I mean? And a couple of things went his way.
It's disappointing, isn't it?
I'm disappointed.
I honestly seen, like, at the beginning of the year, or like earlier on, and this could be a major fact check moment, but DJ was like, played 9 tournaments, yeah? And was like 54 over.
Fact check.
Honestly.
There's only been
9 rounds then? No way.
There's only... It may have been 9 rounds, not tournaments, because...
Something along them lines, Joe.
How would he be like... How would he be in the top?
Well, that's why I did say... Yeah, well, honestly, loads of my fact checks from last week were right.
There's going to be a 54
things could float around my brain and just come out at random moments, and this could be one of them, or this could be the moment where it's like, you're full of shit.
Yeah. You've been found out.
You've been found out.
9 tournaments in, 54 over par.
That's 9 rounds then?
Maybe 9 rounds. 9 individual rounds. Where you might have shot
a couple of overs, like whatever.
Yeah, but even 9 individual rounds.
Anyway, we'll fact check it, obviously.
I'm going to fact check it, yeah. No problem with that.
But apart from DJ's big win, like this week, a few disappointing things.
Yeah.
Tommy.
I know. Well, you... To quote you, you said, if Tommy shoots 4 rounds in the 60s, that's going to be good enough for him to win it.
I know, yeah.
When he didn't.
It would have been, yeah, but and it wouldn't have been anyway.
No, definitely not, because there were 10 people shot in the 60s.
Yeah, he needs 4 rounds under 65 to win.
Definitely, yeah. Do you know, I had a look, and of the 10 people who shot in the 60s, obviously Scottie Scheffler shot in the 50s as well, but from the 10 players, the lowest position was tied 29. So you shoot 4 rounds in the 60s and the best you get is the top, just in the top 30.
Jesus. But we did call it last week that I did say the words, they're going to chew it up.
Yeah, you did. So maybe you do know what you're talking
and
about.
And you did say it's a hard course next week. So maybe you don't know what you're talking about.
I said the back nine was hard.
Oh,
and it
did.
Was.
Yeah, yeah,
I said the front nine was easy, which it was.
Yeah.
But this is the thing with when we talk about Tommy there. He started on the Thursday on the back nine. and was 5 under on the back nine. Yeah. So he had the easy nine to come, and then obviously just bad finishing.
It was just there, last two
holes. Next time, wait till Tommy finishes before you knock the telly on.
Yeah, I'm not watching golf again. Worked
on better last week, that actually. The day that Dustin Johnson was 11 under through 11, Jason Day was having a bad day, my pick, so I was keeping an eye on him. And do you know the shot difference for the same amount of holes? Have a guess. So, Dustin Johnson was 11 under through 11, so he'd taken a total of 32 shots.
Yeah.
Do you know, from hole 1 to 11, do you know how many shots Jason Day had took?
How many?
48.
Wow.
He was 16 shots better than him.
48. How many did you have through 11 holes to the day? You must be getting triple figures.
I was on 59, watch for the front nine. The back nine, I was on a 70 watch.
But that Northern Trust, obviously, it was nice getting it into the FedEx, getting it all, like, start weaning out the men from the boys, getting into the BMW this week, which is top 70?
Top 70 this week, yeah, and this is the last tournament to position yourself with the points. Obviously, you've got to get into the top 30. Once you're in the top 30, the points position finishes, but then, like I spoke last week, it's 10 under par, 8 under par, I think you don't mind.
I don't like anything.
Well,
apart from Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, you and Brooks, that's it. There was plenty to talk about, there was loads going on, but the main man,
DJ stole the show, didn't he?
Well, the main man, and that's why he's our birdie for the week, isn't he?
Well, that's it, yeah.
Our birdie bogey bust this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to give it to him, haven't you? But I was in two minds. I was thinking, obviously, we're talking about him so much in the Northern Trust because he's done so much. Does Scotty Scheffler deserve the birdie for his 59? But what Dustin done there last week, can you take that away from him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I want to give it to Scheffler.
Okay.
59. DJ won it, done it all. He's won 22 times. He should have had the stones to be shooting 55 and that there.
Yeah. He should have. Okay, because I'm
not that I've got any sorts of stones to be doing any sorts of stuff like that, but I want to give it to Big Scotty for the 59.
I'm good with that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. A proper overshadowed, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've made it.
So, I mean, obviously, it didn't make a difference. Dustin ran away with it, but Scotty Scheffler on the Sunday, on the back nine, had to do a little substitution. So, the assistant pro at TPC Bolt, Boston. They said Bolt.
Bolt, Reebok again.
Yeah, at the TPC Boston. Got a caddy for him back now, Sunday.
Hell for that.
Sick, innit?
Yeah,
yeah. And he shot one on the back.
Have I seen this thing saying this leaderboard is no joke? And it had like DJ, and then like all the scores, because he was so far ahead of that Harris English, then like a load of more scores, and then whoever was third.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Well, look, it's been the same the last couple of events. Like, obviously, Dustin, this is a tournament he's just done everything right, apart from those last 7 holes on Friday, and that's why we're giving him the bogey, isn't it?
Yeah. We're giving him it because he didn't break the records.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, it was all in the palm of his hand to break every record, and that was his moment. He's done all the hard work.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Just add the stones to just make one birdie.
One.
Take your 3 without an 18.
One.
Get your 6-iron to the middle of the green, 2-putt, and get your 59. Do you know what I mean? It's not hard.
One.
Is it hard?
Well, it's obviously solid, but he's going to be the bogey.
He has to be, doesn't he?
He's got to be.
And the bust, I'm thinking Rory McIlroy.
And where has he gone?
Do
you know what I reckon's happened to him? I think that he's got back on his phone and he started messing with like technology again.
Yeah.
And being on his Instagram and being on his Facebook.
Yeah.
Because I read an article saying that he read this book, Digital Minimalism. And it's about getting rid of all your technology, all your apps, and just focusing on what you love. And then he had loads of top fives, he was doing dead well, and that's what he put it down to. Now he's obviously...
Well, maybe he was digital minimalism, but he's doing that. What's it called?
Digital minimalism.
Maybe he was doing that pre-lockdown, because his record pre-lockdown...
That's what I'm saying, it's all creeped back in the lockdown, he's bored.
6%. 6 tournaments.
I'm going with that 1,000,000%, like Murray Powers.
So Murray Power, when the crowds come back, is never winning a tournament again.
Yeah, Rory's going to get off his phone.
Get off your phone. But like I said, they're even looking at this record. Obviously, since he's come back from lockdown, he's played, 6 tournaments? 7 tournaments? Been outside the top 10 every time. Best finish, tied 11th in his last 4 tournaments. he's been outside the top 30.
This is from?
Got it behind.
Social media. I read that article, read that book, got off social media and this digital declutter, lockdown app, and got back on my phone, and I've never got back. Worked well.
I was going to say, we can't kill social media too much because we're really going to market this.
But do follow us on there. But another bust that could be, and I know like we're loving DJ, but giving him a bit of hate at the same time, but
yeah,
he become the world number one, which is amazing. Fifth world number one, but it's changed hands 6 times this year.
I know, it's a bit of a fast.
This year?
It's a bit of a fast.
Come
yeah.
on.
But like, I think we're just used to seeing Tiger Woods just...
Well, they changed it for him. Didn't they change the ranking system? Because I looked there, like when Rahm a couple of weeks ago was world number one, it said if he held it till 2033, he still wouldn't be the world number one for as long a time as Tiger did.
Yeah.
But so they've changed it for Tiger. Now that year has passed, I think they should change it back.
They should change it
back. Do you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, because every week there's a new world number
like
one.
Like, Brooks had it at the start of the year, give it to Rory. Rory gives it to Rahm. Rahm give it to Thomas, back to Rahm, then to Thomas, and now DJ. It's like...
Yeah, it's a farce.
Yeah, like, it's they've changed...
I'm having it.
Yeah, nice.
I'm having it.
I'd like to see you agree on something.
I'm having that, because that pisses me off as well, to be honest.
Should we put a little poll out there to our fans?
Oh, can we call them fans now, yeah? Go on. Listeners become
fans.
Oh, yeah,
so it's either one of them's the bust anyway.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah, as I say, so we've got our birdie this week. We're going with Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah.
59, finished tied fourth, 17 under. Fantastic week for him. Again, really. Dustin Johnson, you get the bogey. 11 under through 11, and you couldn't hold your nerve and make one or two birdies. You missed out on all your records, but you did absolutely smash it.
You did.
And our bust, Rory McIlroy.
We'll keep it with Rory. Because that world number one thing is just a whole other debate, I think, as well. But I just wanted that in there because I seen DJ even said himself, am I in a long shot at the world number one now? So he's like, he's geared up. So
he
understands that. It you have to play consistency to stay at the top there.
Yeah. What we'll do is...
Obviously.
Incoming episode. Obviously. So what we'll do in coming episodes then, we'll have that debate.
Yeah. Why don't we start a petition to get it changed?
Get it back, yeah. The bogey boys are coming.
Bogey boys want it back there to how it was before Tiger started doing everyone in. Or whatever.
Yeah, so that's the birdie bogey bus for this week.
Yeah.
We had a bit of fun with the perfect golf last week, didn't we? Doc Redman.
So it's me against you.
It is me. We decided, yeah, so it's me v you. If other people want to get involved with this, and just tweet us who you want.
I had the thought in the shower of like visualising like if like say 10 people made like the perfect golfer, and then we had like it simulated of like Kepka in my drive and like Doc Redman in your drive, and it was all simulated and we played around the golf.
I'm more worried about you thinking of 10 people in the shower.
Oh,
but yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Create a perfect goal. So dock it to the T-shirt, yeah.
Yeah, so it's all simulated to
me. Yeah. Last week we discussed who we trust off the tee.
Yeah.
You just went for Brooks because you fancy him. I went for Doc Redman.
He's a wee boy.
Yeah, no, he's a good player.
He's a wee boy.
We've got I've went for Doc Redman.
Because of what reason?
Well, just under 70%, he had the most rounds, 80 rounds.
Oh, yeah, you're the stat man.
I'm the stat man. Stat man, yeah.
I got me your head on path again.
There we go. Yeah, but so it's only natural that we move on to the approach into the green, isn't it? That's the next natural step. So
yeah.
While I'm in the middle of the fairway, you're in the trees somewhere, so you've got to think, you want to surround your game around Brooks.
Oh, I know what I'm doing.
You quoted that.
Yeah, I've got him.
You've got him.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got mine too.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see where we go with this. So, obviously, in order to...
So, what's this going on? Like, greens hit, or...?
Greens in regulation. It's an approach to the green. You want somebody who hits consistent greens. But not just that, it's strokes gains as well. So, we wanna be able to understand...
Surely strokes gained is... You'd have to hold the putt as well. Otherwise, you're not really gaining anything,
are you? No, it's changed.
How
does
it work?
It originally started where you had... It's you against the field. So then you've got a standard scratch.
Yeah.
Like you're playing in the golf tournaments, just at your local club, and The pars are 72, but the standard scratch might be a 74. Well, that's based on the average of what everybody's scoring.
Yeah.
So when you're So you gain strokes. So if you're that's in simplistic terms. Now every hole that's played on your approach to the green, so your approach to par fours and par fives, and your tee shot on par threes, your shots gained is based on you're playing a hole a par five, and to get your ball from the fairway onto the green takes so many shots. Now, once you're on the green, that's when it stops because you've approached the green.
Right. So, I'll have a look into that myself.
You did a research on that one, yeah. It was hard enough just getting these sub gains.
I'll try and go with my heart.
It's probably easier. Yeah, so obviously approach to the green, we're looking at greens in regulation and we're looking at strokes gained. So the tour average this season for greens in regulation is 66.49%. So we've taken the top 20 players for greens in regulation. Well, I have for my choice. I'm taking the top 20 for strokes gained. And straight away, one player comes out and would be standard choice. It's Russell Henley. So for greens in regulation, Russell Henley has played 63 rounds. That accumulates to 1,062 holes. Of those 1,062 holes, he's hit 770 greens, which converts to a percentage of 72.5%.
That's good shooting.
He is. So he's ranked third this season. When you look at the strokes gained, he's also third.
Why aren't you picking your boy Doc Redman?
Can't pick them twice.
There you go.
That's why I'm not picking him.
I've just noticed the rules. I didn't know there was rules. I thought we were winging it.
We make the rules. But yeah, so Russell Henley, when you look at strokes gained, he's third on that position as well. So he's the standout person. He's when you look at them both, he's third in one and third in the other out of the top 20. But I'm not gonna pick him.
No?
No, I'm not. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, you might want to use him in other areas.
Not that either. So no. He's 31. It's got nothing to do with that. I'm 31, cracking age. The problem I've got, he's been pro since 2011. So he's been on tour for 9 years. He's had 3 wins, PGA Tour wins. So it's nothing to look down your nose at. But from my perspective, at the moment, he's ranked 128th in the world. So my main concern is if he's my perfect golfer and we're in a tournament as a perfect golfer, is he going to hold the stones and hold his nerve back nine of a Sunday? He hasn't done it enough.
Oh, so you're bringing all that into play with this perfect golfer?
Yeah, you know, you've got to
bring
it
in, like, pressure and everything.
Doc Redman, what? I picked in as we drive it.
I'm like, what makes you think he's going to hold up to pressure?
Well, because he's young, isn't he? And
I'm so happy I picked Kepka now. Major champion. I like what you're bringing into play with this now.
You know, it's your perfect golfer, so it's not about... Yeah. You're not playing one hole, you're playing a 72-hole tournament and you win the tournament. If that's the way you're doing it, that's the way I'm visualising.
No, this is helping me.
Yeah, it is actually.
This is actually helping me.
I should have just picked him.
So you think Doc Redman's holding his nerve against Kepka coming down the last with a bomb?
Of course he is, yeah. Okay. When he knows my main man's got the approach into the green, Justin Thomas.
Oh, that's who I'm
picking tonight, yeah. Okay. Justin Thomas.
Okay.
Although he's 19th in the greens and regulation statistics, when you actually look at the greens and regulation statistics, he's not actually doing that bad. So he's had, if we compare him to Russell Henley, he's top 20. So he's had 58 rounds of golf. He's played 1,044 holes, which is only 18 holes less than Russell Henley. So although he's played 5 rounds less, I'll chop a Russell's missed a few cuts, hasn't he? So
yeah.
You've got to look at that.
Chop a Russell? I can't believe you went from loving him to hating him. It's good to see you hating some people.
I don't hate him. He's just a chopper like me. Whereas Russell's at 770 those greens, Justin Thomas is at 734, and his percentage is 70.31. So the top pit, we forget Jim Furyk at number one, because that's a farce. So he played 39.
He's gone now, he's seeing his villain.
He's seeing his villain, yeah. We fact checked that.
And I was right again.
Another fact check.
Should we change the fact check to Kevin's right?
Statement. Statement. We need to start having more confidence in your statements, don't we? But Justin Thomas, obviously that's impressive enough. is green from regulation, but obviously what won it for me with him is he's number one in shots gained. So, and we know his record speaks for itself.
The old shots gained thing that we don't understand.
If he's number one, I'm taking it. Yeah. But so, yeah, he's ranked number one in that ranking. He's former world number one. You know what he's like down the stretch.
He's world number one.
Yeah. So, do you know, even if Doc does miss a fairway slightly, there's a 30% window there. He could miss a couple come down the stretch on a Sunday. You know, you've got Justin Thomas who's more than likely going to hit the green and gain some shots on that approach. So yeah.
We don't know how them
strokes have been gained. Yeah, but we definitely know that he's gained them. We always claim we're not experts, Kev. You know what I mean? I don't know what else we can say. But yeah, that's my pick. So I'm happy with my pick so far. I've got Doc Redman smoking it 70% of the times. I know. 70% of the times. Smoking it 300 yards down the fairway with Mr. Reliable waiting to knock it close. So go on.
Sounds good.
Beat that, brother.
Well, who I'm going for, and it gains me better judgment, because I don't really like him, because I don't like anyone, is Big Bryson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fella getting
because I'm going to be in the rough. I'm going to be in the rough.
Hey, what a partnership though.
48, yeah, if they could get along, obviously, the perfect golfer, now you're bringing pressure and you're bringing tournaments into play, but they don't have to actually talk to each other, do they?
Bryson will have to wait down a fairway.
Yeah, you can just wait and chill. So Bryson can go find the ball and hack it out, and I'm going to pick a sick chipper as well for all the times Bryson misses the game. But Bryson's up there, you know.
No, he is.
With the percentage, he's 70%, top 20.
Yeah, he
is. In the average, and he's also nowhere to be seen on the approach to the green.
The strokes gained.
I bet he's number 21 or 22. Fact check. I bet he's just outside there. He can't be far away. Surely.
Yeah. Is and he? What are you basing that on?
Pure guesswork. Top 20.
Yeah. We'll fact check that.
I can see the top 20 and a lot of the same characters. And in the top 20 as they are in the other top 20.
Yeah, that's right. And then you just got against those statistics and just thought, he's an absolute beast. My man's missing the fairway 50% of the time.
I need someone who's in the rough.
I need a beast to get me out. Yeah. I can see it. I can see where you're going with it. You're building yourself quite the golfer, Kev.
I am.
Reminds me a bit of you.
Yeah. Rakepa sat on there and just swatting it, and then Bryson swatting it out the rough. And then obviously, I have to start thinking about this.
Bit more research on the perfect golfer, Kev. No, but
I'm having it. That saves me against you, so if I start looking at the statistics and all that, it's like,
I'm having it.
Yeah, thanks.
You're
scared.
I am.
I just heard feeling that.
The one word, because I knew with the statistics of Kepka and where he's going with it, the one person I didn't want you to pick for the next one's Bryson, because obviously he does the exact same thing. Bombs it and gets it out there.
I've just thought of a new thing. So anyone who I've picked, you can't then have them in any other area.
Fucking hell. Can Tiger Woods neck for me then, just to make sure they get him in the bag?
I'm first next week though.
Fair enough.
No, we can, you can have whatever you want.
I don't want any of them to anyway.
Oh. So yeah, well, what we like, obviously we're getting people listening. We're getting people bobbing in on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Messaging and saying, do you want to pick the golfers and all that? So yeah. What man, other people's take on this?
Yeah,
perfect
exactly,
golf
yeah.
thing, because as you can see, we're half winging it.
Yeah.
But it's coming out quite.
You're fully winging it.
Yeah, not even half. I am fully immersed in the wingage.
Yeah, that's it. But no, I agree, yeah. Let's... Anyone wants to get involved, you can either wing it like Kev or be a born stato like me.
Wing it like Kev, look at the new bend it like
wing it like Kev.
Thinking very highly of myself there.
Very highly, yeah. Wing it like Kev. So yeah, there's another big week coming up, isn't there?
Yeah.
The FedEx continues. The FedEx continues at the BMW Championship.
What's the overall prize? 15 million or something, is it? For the winner?
Yeah, it's a 60 million purse, yeah, 15 mil to the purse who becomes number one.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. But it's just like, I know you had your qualms about the playoffs and how it works.
Well, but I've just been thinking in my head, and that's what I do be thinking.
Really?
Yeah.
Statement.
I was thinking, yes, statement. I kept things from his head. So I was just thinking, although I don't like the 10 shots behind thing,
yeah.
If you're sitting there 30th place, you know you're only 10 behind 15 million.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, yeah. It fires it up.
It's just to get you in there, yeah. But you know what I mean? There's another incentive now, recently announced, for getting in the top 30 this week, because the Century Tournament of Champions, what they've decided now because of the COVID cancellations.
The one in Hawaii?
Yeah. Kapalua. Yeah.
Kapalua.
Kapalua, it's the
plantation.
Kapalua plantation course, yeah.
I only remember that off Tiger Woods.
Yeah, Tiger Woods.
Yeah. With Big Mo. Big Mo. Do you remember him? Oh my word, Big Mo, man.
Big Mo, man.
He used to play in a tutu.
Big Mo.
Is that what? So these all 30 get to join that? Even
yeah,
one?
Yeah, top 30, yeah, because of all the COVID cancellations.
Just to get extra golf, like?
But just to get the numbers up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got the top 30, and then they'll also get an invite to the WGC Mexico, the Masters, the US Open, and I get it right.
So don't they usually get that?
The Open.
So you said
well,
the UK,
the champions. Yeah, the UK.
You said the UK Open, and I said the British Open, but it's actually
the Open.
I was buzzing off you while I was wrong.
Yeah, and I was buzzing off you, and I listened back and thought, he's got that wrong as well.
Brilliant.
So, yeah. So no, they don't normally get that. No, the top 30 in the tour championship don't automatically qualify for these events. No, so it's an added incentive to get into the top 30. Even if you're thinking, obviously I'm not. I might. You can think for the competitions ahead now. If you're not playing in the Masters, the US Open, or the Open Championship, Open Championship. At least if you get yourself in that top 30, you've got that tournament in January. The Century Tournament of Champions, and then you kick on from there, and you've got all the other tournaments coming up that you're automatically going to qualify for. So if you're sitting in a decent place this week, just outside the top 30, even though you probably will have ambitions as a golfer to win the Tour Championship and you want to do it, but it might not be realistic because of the quality of play in the top 5, 6,
yeah,
and how many
yeah.
head they're going to be. But you can always think of, well, if I can push myself this week, I'm going to be playing in those tournaments, so I can plan for next year. Try and win the Tour Championship. If it doesn't work out, I'll get a bit of form for the US Open.
And I see, because there's only been... I wonder, you can do the stats on this, but if they didn't do that, the reason why they have done that, how many players would actually be playing?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So like, they thought, Jesus Christ, we need to boost the numbers again.
Yeah.
That's just
we're
include
like
everyone
players,
that gets in the top 30.
Eight players, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I acted like it's an incentive to them, but really, they would have had about 10 players playing because there's been 10 tournaments or something.
So last week, the field of 125 at the Northern Trust is now down to the top 70 players in the world. In the FedEx rankings, not the world. There's some notable absentees. The man, Phil Mickelson.
Yeah.
Where is he this week?
Bobbed off. What did he hit 10:50 like last week or something?
50-30, right? I'm going to have to miss the cut because I'm going to win this on the seniors.
I'm going
to
go. He's absolutely butchered in the seniors.
Honestly.
Off the reds.
Yeah, off the reds. Perfect for him. There's no rough. It's just wide fairways. He's just absolutely
I read him say, after the cheek of him, obviously a bit of banter, he's like, yeah, he shot 61. He's like, yeah, I was a bit nervous before I started.
A nervous 61.
Nah, I must be nervous because of the pressure.
Yeah.
He's got to be
expectations. Yeah.
To be beaten.
Yeah. He's actually challenging the top players in the world on the normal.
Exactly,
court,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So Phil Mickelson, he actually started the tournament inside the top 70, which is making me think. Probably did think. Yeah, he was 67th, yeah. But he missed the cut and dropped down to 70.
So he missed the cut, and then this tournament was starting a bit earlier.
Yeah.
Starts on Monday or Tuesday.
Something going on, isn't it?
So then he's went straight to
suspect,
that.
Yeah.
He's
weekend off, straight on the... What do I need to do to not get in the top 70? Miss the cut.
Yeah.
And then Monday, right over to play the PGA Seniors Tour.
That's mad.
Yeah. We're on to you, Phil.
We're on to you, Phil, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Which we know you're not.
But yeah, another disappointing week for Jordan Spieth. What's happened to him?
Do you know what? Gone down the pan.
He's outside the top world top.
I actually like him as well.
Yeah, was that one of the ones you
like? Yeah, I actually like Spieth.
Maybe you need to start disliking him so he plays a bit
better. Yeah.
Yeah. He's outside the world top 50 now.
So when do we see him again in the Masters? I mean, US Open?
Be the US Open, yeah, US Open, yeah, in a couple of weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks, is it? Four weeks, we'll see him. And then another few of the notables that we called out last week, obviously Shane Lowry, he's gone. Ian Poulter, Justin Rose,
Rose not there?
No.
Do you know what? Last week I said I don't like Justin Rose, and he was like, why? And I was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh. But I've realised what it was. He took that win off Tiger when he won the FedEx, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
But Tiger won the Tour Championship. Yeah, yeah. And in his interview, he was like, well, Tiger's got enough money. Oh, he doesn't need it. And I was like, I haven't got enough money.
No,
I haven't. And I had money on Tiger. Do you know what I mean? So I've just realised that's why I don't like him.
So he took the title off Tiger and took the money off you.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. So yeah, you've got Poulter, Rose, Fleetwood,
Tommy, man.
I know. God, man.
Shocker though.
I know. That's such a good start.
I know.
If only you wouldn't have switched the telly on.
I'm fair from that telly out the window.
Get rid of it.
I will. He promises to be a guest on this. I will throw it out.
So tell me when you're listening to this. Cheers. Get on here.
Which we know you're not.
So Brooks Koepka, obviously we know he's withdrew. He's another person he didn't play in the Northern Trust, but he's a goner.
Shagger's hip, honey.
Yeah, he's terrible. Struggling big time, isn't he? Struggling big time. So the top 70 players in the FedEx rankings are now going to head over this week to Olympia Fields Country Club. A few statistics on the golf club. It's
7,366
yards. I love
that. Is a little bit of feedback we got.
Is it?
Loco loves a stat. I was like, well, without the stat, it's just me talking shit.
It is.
Go on, brother.
7,366 yard par 70, absolute monster. It was the previous host of the 2003 US Open. There's two par fives over 600 yards and a par three in excess.
Surely they're par sixes, aren't they? 250 yards for a par three is just. But they're hitting three irons, aren't they? Four irons sometimes.
That's it, but that's what I'm thinking when you look at Tiger. He's going to struggle, aren't he? I hope he doesn't. I hope I'm wrong, but
I read there, you know, I read him saying that he's had a big week because of the difficulty.
Right. So he thinks he's going to. He needs a massive week though, because he's 57.
That's what it means. He's eyeing a big week, and he thinks the difficulty of the course might take a few people out of play.
Yeah.
That's what I read from him.
No, I get it. Yeah. I mean,
he fills me with excitement anyway. You
know what I mean? He's putting with the chipper, isn't he?
I see him there.
A chipper? What?
A chipper?
It's this time on the show every time. I pull an absolute whopper out.
Oh my God, he's
pulled with it. Tyler's got the chipper out.
Oh my God. He's putting with his wedge, you mean, Mark?
His pitching wedge. Yeah.
Oh, his chipper.
I know. Moving on. Oh my God. Bombers course.
Yeah.
Bombers course. So yeah.
Your man Big Bryson could be up there this week.
I think he is, yeah. I think he's gonna be. Yeah. Well, Bryson won the 2015 US Amateur on the same course.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So,
and I've seen him play in the charity event with Kevin Nair doing all the walkings and all that.
Yeah,
he actually got banter then.
Yeah, he's that. I don't know why you don't like him. Best man on tour.
I like him now. I like him for his wedge play out the rough.
His chipper, do you mean?
Yeah, his chipper play.
So that's it. So Justin Thomas, the defending champion at the BMW, he won a tournament last year, but as we know, it changes each year. It was at Medina Country Club. Yeah, the famous Ryder Cup win. The miracle at Medina. So we'll be chasing the number one spot this week, just so we can start on that 10 under par. As we said before, the point system finishes after this tournament.
And it goes into the...
It goes into the scoring. So we've got the top...
Although I didn't like it, now I can see that it builds excitement to this tournament, because it's like one and two, it's two shots.
It's two shots,
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, well, whoever's one goes down the first, double bogey. The other player makes a birdie, he's then one behind, and straight away, all that builds up to be number one to get that extra shot. And so The top nine players within 1,000 points of the number one spot are the ones that are more than likely going to be the ones who are going to be number one at the end of this week. So going in as number one this week, you've got Dustin Johnson. We know number two, Justin Thomas. Yeah. He's 92 behind DJ, so that's not unreal.
This is what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
Looking further down the list, Webb Simpson, 408 points behind, and then but he's can go in three shots behind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
That's where my frustration was lying last week.
If you look at football, it's like somebody you got the top two. Somebody finish in like the championship, say, and then somebody who's been second all season loses like three games in a row at the end, or two games in a row at the end. He finished third. Somebody who's been tenth finishes as like a 5-game winning run to the end, gets into sixth. They end up playing each other third against. Is it?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, and they end up going
and they
up.
End up beating them. Yeah. So they've had like a terrible season all season, really. Had a good finish, got lucky to get in. The team that you thought was gonna piss it and win it, and then just miss out on automatic promotion. Then they play each other, and then they get beat because they're out of form. It's one of those.
This has got to be down to Americans viewing the way they can't watch soccer because they don't like having nil nils. Well, look, do you mean basketball, high scoring?
Do you know the NFL? Do you understand the NFL?
Vaguely.
So what happens in the NFL is you've got the different conferences, and then they'll play so many games a season, and then at the end of it, they'll all play together in the playoffs. So it's not about, like, you could have a record.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it's because the Americans love the conferences. Like the basketball playoffs are like 7 games each. Like then the scores are 100 to 120. Like, Jim, you can't just sit there and watch a nil-nil soccer game. You know what I mean? This is all designed around American viewing, which it is American. I do get it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't. That's exactly.
Do you like it or not? Because I don't know whether you like
it. No, I don't like it. No, but I can see why they've done it.
Right. Okay.
So Webb Simpson there, third, 408 points behind DJ.
Yeah.
Who's pulled out this week? Hasn't he, Webb Simpson?
Is he?
I think so.
Fact check. I haven't heard that.
No.
Has he?
That's what I heard. Fact check that.
But yeah, you've got Daniel Berger, 654 points behind DJ, and Colin Morikawa, 669 points behind DJ. And the reason...
So 669 points or six shots, it's unfathomable.
But there's 1,500 points to the winner this week. So if Colin Morikawa wins, then he's essentially 800 and something points ahead of Dustin Johnson. If Dustin Johnson has terrible week and doesn't get 800 points, then Colin Morikawa goes above him.
Yeah, but 1,500 points to the winner, but then how much can second get and third get and fourth get?
That's why I'm saying I only think the top five has really got a chance of being taking that number one spot.
I see.
Come.
Well, obviously Simpson hasn't now, based on my facts.
Simpsons are gone. So yeah,
That's that.
Yeah, so I think we're in for another great week of golf. I know that. I just hope Tiger brings his A game and just gets into the top 30. It'd be so good, man.
Yeah.
Getting him there. But more for the fact that I just want to see how he copes with playing so many rounds of golf in such a quick succession. And then
it'd be nice because he's got a few things coming up as well.
The US Open.
And the Masters.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And then obviously gets to the top 30. We mentioned he's going to play in the Tournament of Champions in January, kick him on for the next season, right up to...
Well, doesn't that Zozo win get him into the Tournament of Champions?
The Zozo win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's already there.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long season.
Yeah.
You forget about that, don't you?
See, there's Kevin's stat.
Kev, I went first in the perfect golfer. What are your predictions this week?
Right, I'm going to go for Woods.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods.
Go on, why?
Well, he needs a big week.
Yeah.
He set off on fire on Sunday.
Yeah, he did.
We
didn't even speak about that.
Yeah. He set off on fire.
I missed that.
He was hitting driver off the deck.
What?
Doing mad, un-Tiger-like things.
Phil Mickelson said driver on the wood chippings. I think that's where my chipper shall come from.
And I I love him.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
He's my hero. And
you've been winging the other predictions in your head, so go on.
Exactly, been winging them. Kevin Kisner.
Yeah, he's flying, isn't he?
Yeah, Mr. Consistent.
Yeah.
So, like, just to boost me points, hopefully.
Not because his name's Kevin this time, then.
No, I've got a bit more about him now. He's got a few more stats. And going to stick with Hideki.
Yeah, Matsuyama.
Because I know it, although it's had a different course, he had a good knockaround deal last year in this tournament.
Yeah.
So he might be liking it.
Yeah, he's a big player, yeah.
He's on his game.
Yeah.
He can go low.
Yeah, he can.
So, they're my three picks. What are your three picks?
Okay, so, first pick, I'm going to go for me boy, the big man, Bryson DeChambeau.
Big Bryce, yeah.
Yeah, obviously missed the cut last week, so he's had the weekend off to work on his game.
Yeah.
He's got a feel for the course and his little charity event that he's played today. It's a long course, and he won the 2015 US Amateur there.
Nice.
So,
solid.
He's pretty much already won it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I knew you were going to pick him, so I'm giving you a bit of a chance because I've got a 40-point lead.
We're starting again.
Oh my God, we're starting again.
Next pick, Dustin Johnson. I don't know why you haven't picked him. Obviously.
Do you know why? Because obviously, any of the fans that are getting involved, it's the obvious pick. So you're gaining nothing. I'm a risk player.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you and 10 of the so-called fans pick
our fan base,
pick DJ, and he doesn't do well, and I pick good old Kevin, and he does well, then I'm ahead.
Kevin Kisner's
dead. I've got my logics. I've got my madness works in different ways.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't even have to explain why I picked this.
Yeah, of course, Chris has butchered the place last week.
And Daniel Berger, I've gone for.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Consistent.
Playing well, he's number four.
Based on, because you're a big stat on Bryson, though, I can totally see where your things come from.
Thank you, mate.
See, do you know what I mean?
Another compliment, that's still in one episode.
I'm getting too nice, actually.
What's going on here?
I'm getting too nice.
I thought you hated me as well.
I do.
So yeah, Mr. Consistent. So yeah, you've got Daniel Berger and you've got Kistner, two consistents. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how we go. We've actually had a few of our fans.
Got no fans. We have got fans.
So we picked a couple out. I picked this one out off John, just because he's picked the exact same as me. So John obviously knows what he's talking about.
He must have your Instagram password.
He's gone for...
Well, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If he's picked exactly that.
But do you know what's funny? The two I've chose have both picked Dustin Johnson.
Exactly. This is what I'm talking about.
Your theory is
I'm
right.
I'm outsmarting you.
Until Dustin
Johnson goes and butchers the place again.
And you're like, oh, well, that wasn't
no,
too
he, bad. I know. If it's the Dustin that we all know, he'll be out there this week.
Yeah.
Getting on it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Turn over shadow on himself.
You see a little picture he posted on his little private jet. Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Bottles
and we know he's been bad. We know he's.
So yeah, John picked the same as me. He's gone for Bryson, Dustin, and Daniel Berger. Greg has gone for Dustin. He's gone for Scotty Scheffler and Colin Morikawa. So it'll be interesting to see. We've got a few more picks, but obviously.
Well, we're gonna put them in a little table and post them on the Instagram, aren't we?
Yeah, we'll get the list, and obviously, you'll be able to see what everyone's posting. But
I don't know if Greg wins. The thing, I don't know how he's getting back from Australia to play today. Where I have to give him a game and rage it. And I owe you. He'll
make us remember that for sure, yeah. So, that's it. Yeah,
that's
we hope
it,
you've enjoyed
yeah.
the second episode. We're legit on
yeah.
game number two now.
Yeah,
I mean.
That's it. Definitely.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, any feedback you've got, let us know on our socials and we'll catch you next week.
Ciao.